Well, Queensland students, parents and teachers, well, they are still in the dark. In 10 days' time, teachers and students across the state will return to classrooms, that's from prep to year 10, despite no health advice or back-to-school plan from the state government. Now, Anastasia Palaszczuk has delayed the plans released because she wants Education Minister Grace Grace, who is recovering from COVID, to be by her side. Now, Queensland recorded 9,974 new cases of COVID this morning, 18 deaths overnight, and currently have 66,000 active cases out there. Parents and teachers are understandably keen to learn the rules surrounding masks, testing, and isolation requirements. Should they have to wait for Grace Grace to get better? We do want her to get better fast. Best wishes to her and her husband, Michael. But do we have to really wait for the Education Minister to get better to hear what the plan is? Jenny Rickard is the President of the Australian Parents Council, and she joins me on the line now. Jenny, great to have you back on 4BC Drive.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
This just puzzles me about this. Parents want to know what's going to happen when the kids go back to school. It's been delayed by 2 weeks. They go back on February the 7th. But they still don't know what's going to be happening in terms of a regime about masks. Will the teachers be wearing masks? Will all the kids be wearing masks or some? And also, rapid antigen tests, will it be required? Is it going to be done at the school? Is it going to be done at home? How often it's going to be done? A lot of questions out there. For me, it's just not good enough. 10 days out, parents don't know. What's your view about that?
So I'm actually from the ACT, Scott, and we only got 1 week's notice from our government as to what the plans were. So this is no precedence. This is happening across the country that parents are questioning what is happening with their schools. Last night in New South Wales, PNC Council held an online Q&A with Education New South Wales, and 2,000 parents showed up with questions wanting to know what is happening in their schools. So there are a lot of questions. There's not so many answers, but one thing I do know for sure is that principals across Queensland are up at night planning for their schools' communities and making sure they have the plans in place and the contingency plans regardless of what the government decides. So, yeah, I feel that we're very in safe hands with our school principals having done the work for how it is going to work in their school communities. They just need some additional details from the government around those rapid antigen testing, making sure they've got enough PPE and making sure that ventilation is going to be provided for in schools. So operationally, I think schools are almost ready to go. We just need those final details from government so that principals can get on and get the job done.
Well, here's the problem I see, Jenny Rickard. If you're a principal, I'm not doubting the determination to make sure it does work in our schools by the principals there. But how do the principals plan if they don't know, well, who's going to be wearing masks, what PPE equipment will be required, and also in terms of rapid antigen tests, not just for the teachers, but also for the kids? Is it going to be required? Is it going to be done at school? They're pretty big questions. No matter how good the planning might be from the principals right at the moment, it's going to be a lot of pieces are missing from the jigsaw puzzle just 10 days out from kids going back to school.
Yep, and I think you'll find that principals have planned for each of those additional information. So they have got a plan for what's going to happen if they have RAT tests. And this is where the national consistency really comes into play, because across the country we're watching the news and we're finding that some states are only testing teachers and some states are testing teachers and children. So it would be great to have some consistency across all states and territories to figure out exactly what is best practice for our kids. There is some interesting things happening out there across the country, and it would be nice to have consistent to know that our children are safe when they go back to school, that our teachers are safe when they go back to school, because that's what matters. So we have a best practice that we would like to see happen, and that is that teachers and children have available tests, which is probably another big question that's not answered.
Jenny Rickard, thanks for being on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you.